soul power has been disturbed. The fire grows closer. There can be no peace for me until I find an answer. I must know. The Terror. The car's magic will show me the truth. The first is a fool. The second is a beast. And the third is doomed by fire. The fool, the beast, and the one who is doomed have increased the power of their chi, and in so doing have upset the balance of our universe. But for good or evil, the final card will tell. Death. No, the world will not die in flame. I have sworn to use my soul power to save it. I must find the three, be they fool, beast, or doomed by fate's fiery hand. And I must destroy them. You, the beast, you must come with me for the good of all mankind. The fool is far too dangerous to be free. Perfect. Under my control, they'll destroy each other's evil. Thus does Rose fulfill her vow and save the world. Finish him. For the good of the entire human race, you must destroy him. He is evil, as you are evil. Evil entities should not hesitate to cause harm. Have I misunderstood? My probe tells me they are not evil. I merely assumed. Silence! My name is Rose. I felt the balance of the chi shift toward evil. I learned your chi power had increased, and I believed that you two were the source of that evil. I sought to have you destroy each other, and thereby save the world, but I was wrong. The discipline under which you trained is based upon the assassin's art, Ken Masters. Or did Goken neglect to tell you this? I see that now. It must then be the third man, the man of doom, who threatens the world. But so far, I have been unable to determine who he may be. The fire! The fire begins again! My home. The disruption in the soul power broke my concentration and returned us to the physical plane. With my psychic gifts, I'm flooded by the thoughts and emotions of others nearby. Even your presence is disturbing to me. Ever since I was young, I've had the gift of premonition, though it hasn't always seemed to be a gift. It wasn't until I met my teacher that I understood and accepted the responsibility imposed by this gift. I've devoted my life since then to defending the Earth against mystic threats which few men could fathom or even believe. Lately, I've been troubled more and more by dreams of the world ending in flame, dreams provoked by the imbalance of the chi, dreams as real as that which we all just experienced. Are you willing to join me in a ritual? It is called the Rite of Revelation, and through it we may find the truth, even the truth we hide from ourselves. The time for conflict among ourselves is past, Blanca. From now on, we work together to save the world. Now we find the truth we try to hide. Look into my mind. I will show you the memory that spawns my fear. I was in the marketplace when I felt someone brush against me, a tall man in a blue cloak, or so I thought. But when I turned, I saw at first not a man, but a huge red flame. I knew evil had come. And I sensed that he too had the gift of soul power, only his soul was twisted. After that, I knew I must become Earth's defender against the misuse of the soul power's mystic force. This is why we've come together. We face a common foe. This bison is the evil. But all I knew was fire and dreams. Now the evil has a name. Now the evil can be destroyed. I can find him. Now that I know who it is I seek, I can make a mystic link to the fiery domain that is in his mind. And when I do, I can challenge him on the psychic plane, distract him so that you two can reach and attack his physical self. So long as he engages me, his physical form is vulnerable. He is in a castle on a crag 7 kilometers to the northwest. And the fire is burning now. For the fate of the world, you must try. His power is increasing with every moment. If we are to stop him, it must be now. The fire! The fire! I am here. Yes, Bison, I understand power, but I use it to protect mankind from monsters like you, Rose. You might have had your way with a young, inexperienced psychic, but now I am a master of soul power. You almost brought the fire upon us, Bison, but the soul power led me here in time. I know dreams, Bison, but you do not know me. But you are beginning to learn. The power of Kali, that is where you draw your strength. Ken Blanca, his power comes from the Kali statue. You must destroy it. Blanca, destroy the statue of Kali. Blanca, you must heed me. You must overcome your rage. The fate of the entire world rests with you. Once the statue of Kali was destroyed and the battle with Bison ended, I awoke in my home and came straight here. They both live. Bison's power, even without Kali, was sufficient to protect them, as mine protected you. But the battle is finished for now, and we were triumphant. I have considered that. Was Bison all three? His mad quest for power makes him both a fool and a beast, and will ultimately lead to his doom. Could it be that I am all three? A fool for not knowing my true foe. A beast for bringing you into my battle against your wills. And doomed if I lose my ultimate battle with Bison. I must retire to contemplate these mysteries. Secure in the knowledge that I am not the sole defender of the Earth. Thank you. You have given me new hope.